Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
Morena, Paul Baragwanath, how are you doing?
Morena, Karen, it's a pleasure to be here with you and everyone listening.
And did you have to park a long way away?
I did, and then I ran. So I'm, I think my heart's caught up with things.
Yeah, no, you're looking good. It's all right. You're not pale. If you need to lie down, you can go into the corner there.
I should be right.
You are, Paul, an alumnus, or do you call it an alum, of Auckland University. You studied here, but you've never been to BFM.
That's right. No, I spent years here, actually. I did a BA, then I did an MA. MA was in art history. And, it was a wonderful, wonderful time of life. I loved it. I learned so much. It was a total joy. And I loved hanging out downstairs, but never got in here.
Oh, first time. And your MA was in art history, as you say, but you have a big love of historic buildings.
Yes, well, I was born in 77, so I saw the demolition of so much through the 1980s.
Oh, same.
Really
awful.
Made an impact. Yeah, yeah. So, so I've devoted quite a lot of time to preservation of heritage.
And we're talking today about Kahui St. David's, and it's inside St. David's Church in Khyber Pass Road. And, I mean, I must have passed this church 1,000 or more times, and I don't think I've ever really taken notice of it. It's on the left-hand side as you come over, come up Newton Gully. You pass over Simon Street, and then it's in that first block on the left.
It is. So it's opposite the Church of the Holy Sepulchre,
right,
which is the Māori Anglican mission.
Yeah.
And it's called St. David's Memorial Church.
Okay.
So it was like the cathedral of the Presbyterian Church, but in Presbyterian style, it's kind of low-key on the outside, grand, but
it's
dark,
very grand.
Carmo brick. But when you come inside, it's filled with light.
Yeah, it's very arresting when you know it's there. I must have looked at it, obviously, but for some reason, maybe it's because it's behind some trees or whatever. Maybe you just don't look left if you're going down there.
Well,
you're busy trying to change lanes.
Indeed.
You're walking, it's okay.
It's that Scottish kind of tradition that you don't do flashy stuff, so under the radar is good if you're Scottish. But it's a magnificent, but it's enormous. There's the Great Hall. There are actually three halls in the building and a whole suite of other rooms, so it's huge.
All right, so we know the venue, and Kahui, that has a particular meaning for your work that you do there.
Yeah, so it's Kahui St. David's Centre for Music. So Kahui means the gathering place, and that's all about connecting people from different walks of life, different kinds of music. The building was built as a memorial to World War I, and so how do you? It's a living memorial. So how do you honour and remember, you know, the people who have died so that we may live in peace? So the core to the kaupapa is that music is a universal language and it connects us all. So we can be the best versions of ourselves and connect with other people from different worlds through music.
Yeah. And Kahui St. David's is non-religious. Even though you're housed in a church, it's a non-religious charitable organisation.
That's right. We're a charitable trust. We bought the building.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, and the land.
How much did it cost? Was it expensive?
It's a long story. we've raised $5.3 million, but the vast majority of that has been spent on the restoration and on transforming it for music. It's an amazing place.
What an incredible life work for you.
Yeah, well, I wasn't intending it for
forever,
to be. I actually run an art-based business commissioning art, so I thought, well, I've got no time for this, that someone else will step in and I'll just hand it over. But no one ever did. So that was 2014, so the time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, so you've been involved in it since then. That's a lot of work and a lot of fundraising.
Yeah, it's been huge. It's been probably up to about half of every year for all these years. So in the last couple of years, I've been engaged as a part-time director of it.
Yes.
I'm the only remunerated member of the team. So we run the entire thing on volunteers, including my own volunteer time. So it's a royal challenge, but it's a beautiful thing.
You say in a little bit of blurb that you gave me, it may be out of vogue now, but very often heritage buildings were built to serve human needs. I really love that line.
Yeah, well, we often tend to see these old churches and buildings like them as white elephants. But the reality is that they were actually designed with thousands of years of knowledge of the human condition. And while religions, people's needs in relation to that do shift, for some yes, for some no, the need to connect, to be inspired, to be aware of something bigger than oneself, that is what soaring church architecture does.
And so Kahui St. David's, the newest centre for music, what your website says, and some gigs that you organise there. You do a lot of functions, and it's available for hire for all sorts of things, but we're talking specifically a couple of music functions that you're going to be doing. And one just looks fabulous. It's on the Monday, the 1st of December at 7 p.m, and it's a Christmas celebration and launch of the Art of Remembrance 2025.
Yeah, so the event is called Omarire, and that means harmony. And it is a celebration of Christmas, but it's also the launch of, as you mentioned, the Art of Remembrance Project 2025. So this is, the artist is called Piata Larkin. She's an amazing contemporary Maori artist, and she's creating these astonishingly beautiful silkscreen artworks on brass. And it's about assisting, as well as celebration, it's about assisting Kahui St. David's to survive in the coming year in this very challenging economic climate.
Yes, so we'll have a quick discussion about that, because there's a whole backstory about churches and rent and all the rest of it going on. But we'll play this track first, because this is from Hina, who, as well as the art, so you can go along and you can. Is there a separate
It'll
gallery?
It'll be an amazing. No, it's all in. Well, it's the whole building, but yeah. the night will have the most. It's a celebration of music. That's what Kahui St. David's exists for. So the singer Hina, also known as Amy Borovitch, will be performing. Also, Auckland Choral will be. And it'll be an opportunity to hear the great pipe organ, which is 1,000 pipes. And volunteers have been restoring it over 2 years. So an amazing cross-section of music. And we'll also have some Christmas carols thrown in. So we'll have some Christmas spirit in there.
What a great night. 1st of December. Anyway, let's play Hina and Hina Tore, which your artist will be performing. So you'll be there watching the music, listening to the music. You can see the artworks. You could buy the artworks if you want.
Yeah, well, no pressure. I mean, it's about coming along to celebrate music, and those who are able to, great, they can buy artwork. But for everyone else, it's also about showing support and coming together from different walks of life to celebrate at Christmas.
Great. I'm talking with Paul Baragwanath from Kahui St. David's on Kuiper Pass Road, the top of Kuiper Pass Road on the left, that big brick church there on the left. And this is Hina Tore.
I te pōuriuri, i te pō tango tango. Me te aha, Tikirangi ti aie dani ngarangi tūhaha. Ki reira tūtaki atura, ki ona iwe iwe. Kia wainui, kia tango tango, ki ngā mātua o te whānau marama.
BFM with Hina Tore from Hina, and Hina playing at Kahui St David's on the 1st of December. What night is that of the week again, Paul? Paul,
that's Barrett, a Monday night.
My guest, yeah. It's 7 o'clock as part of an evening.
It's got celebration, a celebration of evening. Christmas, yes. Remembrance, connecting community, all the good stuff.
And at the moment, you're just working out what price to put on the door, maybe a koha?
Yeah, it's probably a koha. There'll be Christmas mince pies and tea and coffee and strawberries. So, yeah, we love to share some hospitality.
That's going to cost, though, isn't it?
It all costs. So.
Yeah. Alcohol-free?
Yeah, Kahui St David's is alcohol-free, so it's suitable for all ages and for absolutely everyone. That is the principle of this new music centre.
Right, so I just want to go back to what I said earlier in regard to, we know it started out life as a church, Presbyterian church, but now you've purchased it, and so it's no longer a church, so it doesn't come under the government regulations for paying rates and so forth. What are they?
Yeah, so it's a big challenge.
Come under the government regulations.
Well, it does. Yes. So we're not a religious organisation. We're a music centre. But unfortunately, we've currently got a $47,000 rates bill from Auckland Council.
Annual?
No. So that's accrued over 3 years.
Yes.
And it's a huge amount of money to find. We can't find that money. We really do need to bring some changes in the law, because with all of these churches closing, if we want them to become community spaces have to pay full rates, yet they're never going to be able to afford it.
Of course
so
not.
We'll lose all of these community spaces that were religious places. But
unless you're the Artea Centre, or you're a big
If you're owned by one of the big cities, by Auckland Council or whichever, then you're obviously sweet. But if you're a charitable trust, putting minimal or no burden on the ratepayer, you're going to be socked with these huge bills.
Do they send you the bill recurring every month?
Yeah, well, it's a bit scary, actually. We've had a letter saying that if we don't pay up, then we'll be in court. So I think that the legislation just needs to catch up, and also how it's applied.
Yeah.
Arts organisations should get 50% off their rates. So, yeah, but it's a little bit hit and miss. You never know if you're going to be hit by the rates bullet or not.
But the law takes a long time to change. So what's in play at the moment for you?
There's another issue with heritage in this country, which is that currently the government is proposing to change the legislation, which would mean that anyone who owns a Category B building, in other words, a building which has local significance, will be able to have a conversation with council without any involvement from the community, and will be able to demolish their building. So we're at significant risk of losing a hell of a lot of heritage right across this country. It's a real worry.
Are you talking with politicians?
Reaching out, yeah. Yes, reaching out. It could be a full-time job.
Yes, it is. So you've got enough to do.
So, yeah, we've got a few other challenges of our own.
Yeah, well, yeah. Thank you for bringing that to our attention, because that's a very important issue in terms of just keeping the arts alive, and especially in a space like Kahui St David's and what you're doing. So appreciate all your work and the amount of time that you're putting into it.
Thank you. Oh, look, it's a privilege, and it's seriously, seriously inspiring.
And so that was the 1st of December. We'll just very quickly talk about the 7th of December, which is a Sunday, and then you've got a Rangatahi Open Mic Sunday. That sounds great too.
Yeah, so we're calling out to all Rangatahi artists for a cosy, supportive and whānau-friendly open mic. It's going to be a beautiful event. It'll be available to everyone. So young musicians, but also musicians need audiences. So that's Sunday the 7th of December from 5 to 8 p.m. And it'll be an awesome, awesome evening.
Wonderful, Paul. Thank you very much. And good luck with these shows that you're putting on. I don't think you'll need luck, but they sound fabulous.
Thank you. Well, I'd just like to invite everyone to visit www.kahuistdavids.nz. Or to email me, contact@kahuistdavids.nz. Love to hear from you.
On any matter?
On any matter you like. Right. If you want to be part of it, be a volunteer, make music there, that's what it's all about.
Wonderful to meet you, Paul. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Karen.
Paul Baragwanath, Director of Kahui St David's, for Your Gig Is Showing.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.